kind of hit upon a really good relationship with Mercury Rev, who offered to give us interviews. So we went down to, I think it was Camp Bestival, and we shot an interview with Grasshopper and Jonathan Donahue from Mercury Rev. And then it kind of snowballed, really, didn't it?
Yeah, it's coming kind of piecemeal from there. So we've got Gemma Hayes, Adrian Utley from Portishead. We've got Ed Harcourt, John Parrish, PJ Harvey's producer, a few others. We've got Jason Lytle from Granddaddy, David Lowry from Cracker. So quite a few people, really, who really wanted to, they were kind of close friends of his, and they really wanted to be involved in the project. So this has been almost 4 or 5 years now we've been making this film, so it's a very long gestation for this project.
What else about his life did you kind of learn while you were doing this that might surprise people who even, you know, might know a lot about the band, his fans?
His upbringing and his background totally affected the way in which he produced music. So Mark was from a family of coal miners in Virginia. To a certain extent, his childhood was fairly rough. His parents split up fairly young, and he was sort of brought up by his grandparents, and I think quite early on he got kind of mixed up in kind of motorcycle gangs, and kind of I think he could have gone the wrong kind of way, really. And I think music, it sounds a cliche, but he was definitely someone that music kind of totally sort of saved his life and turned him around. And I think without his grandfather getting him a guitar that he wanted at the right age, I think it could have gone very much the wrong way.
He did the whole kind of the rock thing. He went to LA, went to New York and things like that. It wasn't really for him. I kind of went back to Virginia and then started the whole Spark Horse project, which was more him. It was definitely him. It was more his personality. It was everything about it was that kind of handcrafted kind of aesthetic. Kind of did most of his first album in a barn. He recorded it in a barn. That first album really made quite a big impact, I think. When it first came out, it was quite a big thing. But then when he was touring with Radiohead at the time, he had an overdose in a hotel room, and he was in a wheelchair for a few years after that. So that's quite a big dramatic turning point in his life.
Where do you think the sadness came from?
It's very, very hard to be able to kind of pinpoint it, really, I think. If you trace the kind of lineage of the artists that inspired him, you know, the likes of Tom Waits and people like that, I think there was a certain kind of low side of the road to Mark. And as Bobby said, he was kind of escaping that world, escaping that really kind of working class roots and trying to build something greater for the good of art, really. And he was the real deal in that sense. And he said,